Greetings. I want to welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ to this service of praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for blessing God and this community with your presence. By definition, worship is a communal act of gratitude to God. The liturgy, the music, the sermon, the prayer are all symbols of gratitude. Love, joy, peace, and the other spiritual fruits of the Spirit they come forth with an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude is a thread of thankfulness that binds the patchwork squares of our lives together. Difficult times, happy days, seasons of sickness, hours of bliss, all can be sewn together in something lovely with the thread of thankfulness. I now invite you to move into the rhythm of thanksgiving with our call to worship. Please stand. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands.
Presence with singing.
Know that the Lord who made us is God.
We are the Lord's. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture.
Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise.
Thanks to God in God's name.
For the Lord is good.
Forever. God's faithfulness to all generations.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we come together to worship you in this place and in this time. Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to have an attitude of gratitude for all of the blessings you have bestowed upon us, expected and unexpected, and for all those blessings we have yet to receive. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Lord, we pray that you will help us to have an attitude of gratitude in all our lives. In your Son's holy name I pray. Amen.
Our scripture passage for today comes to us from 1 Chronicles, verses 8 and 9. Hear David's song of thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful works. Glory to God.
As we enter into this holiday of Thanksgiving, it is important to note all the many ways in which we can be thankful, and some of them are up here on the altar. We see food, we see drink, we see the season change, we see our faith being represented, and we see home, family and friends. All of these ways come together at this time of year for which we can truly be thankful. But it begs the question, where in Scripture are we to be commanded to be thankful, and to whom are we to be thankful towards? One of the most interesting days occurs the day after Thanksgiving, when retailers and consumers meet to celebrate their own harvest holiday. There are special deals and rituals, which include standing outside in line at some crazy time early in the morning, fighting traffic, especially in parking lots, avoiding conflicts with other consumers and shoppers, and getting the best deal possible while still deciding to go into massive debt. I listen on the radio to these horror stories on the next Monday and can do nothing but shake my head. The day in which we celebrate being thankful has lost its meaning and instead has been some kind of preparation for the combat that happens on Black Friday. People get into fights and inevitably we hear people even being killed over this product or that item. It is sad to think in a nation and a culture where we have so very much to be thankful for, that people choose to lose those feelings and engage in conflictual and hurtful behaviors. Ultimately, isn't this how many of us act as well? Maybe not to this degree. But we forget the promises of God. We forget to whom we are to show thankfulness towards in our hurry and in our bustle to get everything done and to move on in our daily life to the next activity, to the next scheduled event. But we are called as Christians to be followers of God who remember the acts of God and choose to be thankful. And we heard this in the psalm that we used to open worship this morning. That's Psalm 100. As Christians, we have to look hard at our own lives and determine how thankful we really are. Are we a thankful people? Or are we a needy people? Do we complain and never give God his props? What is the condition of our heart? What is the condition of our spirit? These are tough questions which have to be answered through prayer and reflection. But the Bible is clear that we are called to be thankful to God for all the ways that God has shown up to the past and through all of human history and creative history and through our own lives. We are called to thank God for his movement in our lives and the way God moves through the communities and churches we are a part of. With this being said, thankfulness is just not a matter of an inner attitude that is not to be shared. To do a quick review, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 8 and 9 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing to him, sing praises to God, and speak all of God's wonders." Be clear, witness happens after an attitude of thankfulness. We testify to the entire world, to all of creation, how God has impacted our lives and of our thankfulness. We are forced to tell others about it. Witness is a natural response to our attitude of thankfulness. It isn't a suggestion, and it isn't optional. We are called to be thankful when we respond by witnessing to God's goodness. In fact, Jesus, on the road to Jerusalem, when he was told to keep his disciples quiet and to not witness, Jesus described that the very creation, the very rocks, will cry out because of their worship of God, of their attitude of thankfulness. It isn't an option. We are called also to recognize how in the past we have forgotten this as church. Too often, we have made witnessing a nice addition to what it means to be a Christian and not a requirement. Well, at Thanksgiving, I reminded of another one of Jesus' calls that comes from Matthew chapter 9, verses 37, 38. Jesus says, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest and ask him to send more workers into the field." In Thanksgiving, we take part in an earthly harvest. We celebrate the season. We celebrate friends and community. Well, let's look around this room and see another community that we have been called into and which we can be thankful for. All of us as students, faculty, and staff, we have a reason to be thankful this holiday season. We should give thanks for that community and ask God to continually help us to witness, because there is a great harvest, and we all know this as seminary students, staff, and faculty. That's why we're here, is to witness to what God is doing and to go out into the harvest and witness for God. I close with this thought. Make Thanksgiving ultimately be the time of thanks to God. May it be a time of giving thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And may it be a thanks for the continual work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. As Paul wrote in Colossians 2, let our roots grow deep into God. And let our lives be built on him. Then our faith will grow strong in the truth that we were taught. And you will overflow with thankfulness. Let us accept this challenge from Paul and have an attitude of gratitude. Let our thanks be seen not only in our hearts and in our thoughts, but also in the way we serve others and witness in the world. Amen. in this moment, we just ask that we reflect on the many ways in which we've been thankful and the work of witness that still needs to be done.
You are now invited to lift your personal expressions of gratitude. We will be prompting you with an area of life for grateful expression. After you have lifted up your personal thoughts to God, voice them in community, we will conclude each grouping with a communal response. O Lord, hear our prayers of gratitude.
We thank you for what you have done for us and those dear to us.
Bring together strange family.
O Lord, hear our prayers of gratitude.
We thank you for the church, universities, and servants within who are equipping laborers to go out into the Lord's harvest. For those who helped me walk into my call in my church and here at Eastern Mennonite. O Lord, hear our prayers of gratitude.
We thank you for what you have done in our community and for our neighbors.
for Comfort Care Women's Health Ministry.
For those people who have so little and yet give so much of themselves.
O Lord, hear our prayers of gratitude.
We thank you for the opportunities to expand the harvest far and wide as we are Christ Jesus throughout all nations.
We thank you for the many miracles of the Living Hope High School in Bungoma, Kenya.
We thank you for the many missionaries serving both far and wide and close and at home.
O Lord,
hear
our prayers of gratitude.
Lord God Almighty, we give to you our thanks for this season of plenty, for the beauty of the earth from which a bountiful harvest has grown. For the glory that fills the skies with your sun's warm, brilliant rays, prompting the arms of life to grow in your holy light. For your spirit which rains down on the earth, quenching the thirst roots bedded in your soil. We give you thanks for the fruit of the vine, the fruits of the soil, the fruits of bush and tree. For you alone brought all into being and give life to all that we receive. We praise your holy name, O Lord, for your life which sustains us, your presence which uplifts us, and your grace which renews us. We praise you, Lord God, for binding us to one another during this season of thanks, as we feast with all that you have blessed us and celebrate your love which endures forever through all seasons. It is with thanksgiving in your hearts that we go forth praising your name. Amen.